Well, I assume that everyone is aware about the crisis that is currently going on with North Korea. Nothing like the threat of nuclear war to get your anxiety up. And hopefully, of course, we've all been praying for that, and especially through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima, praying for peace and for the averting of this calamity. Because, you know, it is true that it is only by prayer that this will be averted. And prayer is the most powerful weapon we have, and we as Christians must make full use of it. So, of course, God wants us to be interested in the concerns of the world and to pray seriously about them. But at the same time, He wants us not to be anxious, not to be fearful. You know, St. Francis de Sales used to say, anxiety is the greatest evil that can befall a soul except sin. God commands you to pray, but He forbids you to worry. And so that is why our readings today really are so profound and such a blessing that God has sent us, because they really give us the opportunity to think about anxiety and the great spiritual problem that it causes, as well as what we can do about it. So, of course, we hear a great deal about anxiety and turmoil and storminess in the readings today. We have the prophet Elijah, who is told to go and to listen for the voice of God. And he listens during a great thunderstorm and during a great earthquake and during a great raging fire and hears nothing. Likewise, in the gospel, we have St. Peter, who is called by the Lord Jesus to get out of his boat and to walk even across the water to come to him, which, remarkably enough, he does for a while until he is distracted by the winds and the waters and the storminess of his life. And then he goes down, right? And that is exactly what anxiety does to us. It makes it very difficult to hear the voice of God and to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. I experienced that personally just last week. I have a dear old friend from college that we were waiting to hear. He'd been sick, and we were waiting to hear a diagnosis. And it could have been really, really bad. Praise God, it was not. But for a couple of days there, I really felt that anxiety. And what I noticed was I didn't pay enough attention or as much attention as usual to the people around me. I wasn't sympathetic with them. I wasn't able to focus very well on the work that I was doing. My prayer became less intimate, became simply petitioning and asking God for so many things. And that is what anxiety does, right? It makes us turn into ourselves. We can't see past our own problems. We can't see God or hear God or recognize the needs of our neighbors. And so that's the great spiritual problem, and really the kind of the catch-22 of anxiety. Exactly in those moments where we need God's presence most in our lives, He feels far away from us because of anxiety. So what do we do about this? How do we overcome this great spiritual battle with anxiety? Well, again, our readings give us the answers to that. First, go back to Elijah. When does he finally hear the voice of God? It is in the silence and the stillness. And even though it perhaps feels the most difficult, it is exactly in those times of anxiety that we must make an effort to come in prayer before God in silence and in stillness, and to let Him love us, and to listen for His voice. You know, every Thursday, all day long here at church, we have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And every day of the week, the church is open so that people can come and pray before our Lord in the tabernacle. How important that is to really be able to take silent time in prayer before the Lord. I would say without a doubt that after Mass and the other sacraments, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is the most important thing that we do here at church. So that's one great lesson. But there's another great lesson in the gospel, and that is the importance of making an act of faith, right? What does Jesus say to Peter as he sinks beneath the waves and is rescued? He says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And why is it that we can have faith in ourselves, but we have such difficulty putting faith in God? You know, just last weekend, I was not here because I was off giving a retreat for the deacons and the deacons' wives of our diocese. I've never given a deacon's retreat before, you know. I wasn't entirely sure how it was going to go. But I, you know, thought I'll just do my best, and I'm sure it'll turn out fine, because I have faith in myself, I have faith in my abilities. Now, was that faith well placed? I don't know. You'll have to ask the deacons, not me. But how often, every day, we all do this. We all have decisions to make or things to do that we're not entirely sure they're going to turn out the right way. But that usually doesn't stop us from doing them because we have faith in ourselves. And sure, every once in a while we find ourselves flat on our face because of that. But most of the time, we succeed. Despite the uncertainty, we have faith in ourselves. Why is it then that when God asks us to do something that we find uncertain, we're so hesitant? I don't know if I can do that, God. You know, the Lord says, can you not put aside time in your life for prayer, for the daily rosary, as my mother has asked you? Can you not forgive this person who has hurt you so badly? Or take extra care of this person who is in great need? Can you not speak the truth that I call you to speak about abortion or same-sex marriage or transgenderism or whatever controversial issue it may be? Can you not invite someone to church with you? And we say, Lord, I'm not sure that I can do that. It's so uncertain. And he says, if you cannot have faith in yourself, can you not have faith in me? You know, today is August the 13th, and 100 years ago today would have been the fourth apparition of Our Lady of Fatima to the three visionary children. I say would have been because, of course, this is the one that didn't happen, because the communist governor of the area kidnapped today those three little children, Lucia, Francesco, and Jacinta, and took them to his house. And there he tried to get them to admit that this whole apparition was just nonsense, made up, that their parish priest had told them to do this. And he tried to bribe them, to tell them all the great things that he would give them, how much better life would be for their parents if they just admitted this was all a lie. But when they wouldn't give in to that, then he threatened them. He told them that he would take them and boil them alive in oil. And one by one, those children were taken out of that room to what they thought was their impending death. And the ones who remained were left to imagine the torments of their friends. And yet, even then, they would not give in. Of course, it was all a lie, a final trick of the governor. But you see the faith that these children had. They didn't know with any kind of certainty that they were going to survive this. They weren't even certain who it was that was appearing to them. All they knew was that she was from heaven. And yet they had such great faith that even in the midst of such terrible fear and anxiety, they could not be shaken. If those three little children could have that kind of faith, why can't we? And so let us learn these two great lessons from our readings today. First, the importance of silent prayer and adoration to overcome the anxiety of our lives. And secondly, the ability to make that act of faith in Jesus Christ, that he can overcome every uncertainty. And indeed, with him, all things are possible, from walking on water to the aversion of nuclear holocaust. Because truly, he is the Son of God.